two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
research done here by Intermountain Healthcare looks at blood type and COVID-19 risk, and they found that there is no difference. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the man who opened fire outside San Antonio Airport Terminal is dead. Police returned fire hitting and killing him. That Texas airport is no longer under lockdown. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We've had an accident in Ogden eastbound 12th Street at Washington Boulevard. And for those who are traveling I-15, we're now starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down. This is on the northbound side in Davis County going through Layton and Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain and snow showers 53. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 46 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden getting tough on Russia, holding the Kremlin accountable for interfering in last year's presidential election.
We cannot allow a foreign power to interfere in our democratic process with impunity.
10 Russian diplomats have been expelled, dozens of sanctions imposed. The White House freeing up $39 billion from the COVID-19 relief law to help Americans with the child care crisis created by the pandemic.
These funds will help child care centers and family child care providers to reopen or stay open by helping to cover rent or mortgage payments, utility, and insurance payments.
Vice President Harris also says the child and dependent care credit will be expanded. The mother of Dante Wright, a black man who was fatally shot by a Minnesota police officer during a traffic stop this week, says she wants 100% accountability in the wake of the officer's arrest. The Dow and the S&P 500 soared today to new record highs. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Priced out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis.
On KSL News Radio.
As home prices soar, buying one is becoming hard, but it's not any better if you try to rent. With the same forces driving house prices, driving rental rates as well, KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas looks at what's being done to help increase the supply of affordable rentals so that renters aren't priced out.
Kate and Ash Anderson have been living in a modest three-bedroom home in Murray for the last 6 years, paying $1,450 a month. A couple of weeks ago, their landlord gave them 30 days' notice to move out. He wants to take advantage of the hot market for home sales. So far, Kate says they haven't found anything for less than $2,000 a month. Her husband's an electrician.
So we're not talking about minimum wage workers here. We're talking about like a middle class wage. And if we're struggling, I can't even imagine how someone who makes a minimum wage can even afford to live anywhere.
James Wood with the Gardner Institute at the University of Utah says there just isn't all that much rental housing available.
We've had 9 years now in Salt Lake County where the vacancy rate has been below 4%.
The Utah Apartment Association's Paul Smith estimates a shortage of about 50,000 housing units on the Wasatch Front.
Unfortunately, we're just not building enough supply to keep up with our population growth and the in-migration of renters and homeowners from other states.
There are programs meant to help low-income renters, especially if they've been affected by the COVID pandemic. You can see those at rentrelief.utah.gov. But most plans to address affordable housing focus on increasing the supply. Tara Rollins with the Utah Housing Coalition says one potential answer has been setting aside affordable apartments in new developments.
Think about all the units that we have that are going up in this county here. And say there was only five in every single one of those developments that were affordable, you know, that would huge amount of housing stock.
The Utah legislature also passed a bill in its last session to make it easier to create auxiliary dwelling units, so-called mother-in-law apartments, to help ease the shortage of affordable rental housing. What other solutions are out there? Tomorrow we'll continue our series, Priced Out, Finding an Affordable Home in Utah. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
And please join me tomorrow afternoon for Priced Out, sponsored by Ivory Homes, an hour-long town hall about finding affordable housing. Our reporters, home builders, realtors, officials will join us tomorrow at noon. Right here on KSL News Radio. It's 3:49. Time for a check on traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are making their way home this afternoon on the Salt Lake County freeways, not too bad of a drive. You are going to see traffic getting busy southbound I-15 between the South Interchange, 90th South, and then again as you're approaching and passing 114th South on the way through Draper. I-15 in Utah County looks really good. And then you're going to see traffic busy. This is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. This is between Bangor and the West Belt. Steve?
Looking at pretty good speeds out of downtown Salt Lake City, rolling into Davis County, but thicker traffic starting to fill in now, late and up to Clearfield. Southbound 15 delays from Riverdale down to Sunset, and a couple of new crashes. These are in Bountiful. Eastbound 400 North at 400 East, that's got a left lane closed, and westbound 500 South at 400 East in Bountiful. Right lanes are closed there. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Showers today, both rain and snow, we're in the low 50s. Tomorrow, a slim chance of morning showers, then some clearing, high 55. Sunny Saturday and 59 and 62. More sunshine on Sunday. Clouds up Monday and 70, and back to the mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Another gray day, but in St. George, it's 68 degrees with a little bit of sunshine up there. It's 3:51.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Back again with Greg and Mike at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. This spring, Greg, besides the Replenish compost, you guys have some great products that will help people get their growing started.
You know, Tim, one of our business models has always been to find the very best material out there and to sell that to the public. We have about 5 different varieties of bark, 4 different colored wood mulches. We have a couple of different soil blends, clay chips, sand, 2 sizes of gravel, some beach pebble. We have something for everybody.
Mike, the other great thing about where you're located here in Murray, it's right in the center of the valley, so it's easy for everybody to find and take that product home.
Yeah, that's true. We're just 2 minutes off the freeway. When you come in, it only takes a couple of minutes to get loaded up and you can get onto your project.
Buy it in bag, buy it in bulk, even ask about the blower truck that'll blow it right into place for you and save all that back-breaking work. 4660 South 200 West in Murray. Call them at 801-262-5142 or find them online at replenishcompost.com. Replenish. It's good stuff.
At the YMCA, people are the foundation of who we are and who we have been for nearly 170 years. You are our family, our friends, our neighbors who work alongside us every day to strengthen our communities for brighter days ahead. You are the Y. And even though the Y may look a little different right now, we are still with you as we always have been. We are with your children, helping them adjust to a new normal. We are with your family, helping to keep them nourished. And we are with you, helping you stay healthy in spirit, mind, and body. While the world may seem uncertain, know that our commitment to you remains as strong as ever. So stay with us. Stay connected with your why. Stay connected with your community. Stay connected with each other. Reach out to your local Y today. And stay with us for a better us.
On the new season of The Cold Podcast.
And I pulled in my driveway, and all of a sudden this little red sports car parking stall next to me.
A woman seeking justice.
She vanished.
Is silenced forever.
You don't know what a person's capable of, but obviously he was out to silence her.
But there's much more to this story.
They want me. They're trying to get to you, to get me.
Follow Cold, Season 2. Justice for Joyce on Amazon Music.
Are
Are you a veteran that has experienced military sexual trauma during your time in the service? If so, please know VA has resources to help. Hi, I'm Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System. In this episode of Upholding Valor, we acknowledge Sexual Assault Awareness Month and your ability to go from victim to survivor. Regardless of where you are in your recovery, know you are not alone, that healing is possible, and that MST is never your fault. To learn more about the programs and resources available to veterans struggling with MST, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans. We believe in you.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Disney is encouraging cast members to be themselves. In a blog post this week, the company said it'll be more flexible on how people dress, their jewelry, and tattoos. KSL drives, don't call it a pickup. That's what Hyundai says about the new Santa Cruz. Instead, they want you to call the pickup-looking vehicle a sport adventure vehicle. Okay? Farmer Boys Burgers in California is offering free burgers for a year, but you have to get a tattoo with a hamburger and their name in order to qualify, and then I guess you can go work for Disney. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 305 points. We closed above 34,000 for the first time ever at 34,035. The S&P jumped 45 points to a record high, and the NASDAQ gained 180. KSL News Time 355. A popular teacher in North Carolina was killed by a Mexican cartel after apparently trying to steal their drugs. ABC's Michelle Franzen explains.
Some of the worst parts of the show, Breaking Bad, breaking into real life in North Carolina. A popular teacher and basketball coach killed in a shootout with drug runners.
The trailers that were all shot up looks like a Western shootout. What it looked like.
Alamance County Sheriff Terry Johnson says the teacher, Barney Harris, and his brother-in-law had been tracking drug dealers and broke into what they thought was a trailer full of drugs and money, finding one person there.
And they were trying to find the money and the drugs, and apparently he didn't give them the information to do that, and he was technically, there were close range, two bullet holes in the back of the head. He was executed.
Then more members of the gang showed up. Bullets flew, and Harris was killed.
It's just hard to understand, like I said, the fact that someone like Mr. Harris, who apparently had a pretty good life as a teacher and a coach, wind up in this type of crime.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.